6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Married to Reality. I'm your co-host, John, here with my wife and co-host. Her family parties look a lot like Gino's. Her dad's playing in a band. There's always TMI. It's the one and only Teresa.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing? Well, my dad plays in 4 bands, and they're all awesome.
What are you trying to say about Uncle Marco's band?
Uncle Marco, it's fine, but this wasn't his band. This was the family band.
The family band.
Yeah, and they sucked.
Whoa.
That was awful.
Whoa.
It was awful.
All right. All right, to each their own.
Just like starting with a little bit of honesty.
Guys, Teresa is back.
I am back. You guys, I'm sorry for the delay. I am finally sounding and feeling like a human again, because that wasn't the case in the past days.
We're happy to have you back.
Yes. You were taking care of me quite a bit. Thank you very much.
Yeah, the sass is back. I was cooking towels. I was cooking dinner.
You were doing it all.
I snapped into action. It's funny because I was in my notes updating these notes as I do, and I had my previous intro where I talked about how you shat on me during the power couple alert, where Alexi was being, you know, dad of the year, super father, and you were like, yeah, you can do any of this without me. And then I was thinking about how I took care of you these past several days and patting myself on the back.
You really did. You did great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyways, we're here. We're back. The sass is back across the table from me.
Yes, I'm back officially. Here I go.
Not holding any punches, even when it comes to poor Uncle Marco.
Uncle Marco was fine. It was those two ladies who like really tried, but they shouldn't have.
Yeah, what is this, a talent show or a family reunion?
Also, get a writer. What are those lyrics?
Well, we'll get to the lyrics.
Jasmine is from south, down south.
Like, no, they were talking about themselves.
Oh, I know, but then Jasmine is from Panama, so she's from the south, south, south.
Oh, I think it put me to sleep. I don't even think I made it through. I don't think I made it through the entire song, but we'll get to it. We got a lot to talk about. Before we get into the episode, real quick, a little business. You guys know we're on Patreon, we're on Supercast. What you might not know if you're not over there is that we're talking about Love in Paradise and what a season it is. We're having the time of our lives.
We are, and we already know what's coming next, because it's always good to have things lined up, because I love looking forward to some good stuff, especially when something else is ending. And you guys, we are going to cover on the Patreon the
other
way.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if we were doing that. Well, the 1, 2, 3 right there. Or I wasn't sure if we were going back and forth or if you forgot what
was coming. The other way. It's coming in July, I believe. So, yeah. Guys, the Patreon It just keeps on giving.
Yeah, Patreon Supercast. Check it out. Patreon.com/MeredithReality. MeredithReality.supercast.com. That bonus content starts at the Cousins Club level if you want video of that, plus a monthly bonus on top of that. Check out the Family Affair level. But all levels, they're ad-free. You get access to the chat on Patreon. And we throw some other wild stuff out there once in a while.
Exactly. So
check it out. Also, make sure you're following us on Instagram at Meredith Reality Pod. That's how you stay up to date on the scheduling. Most importantly, if one of us falls ill and we have to push a day or two, we let you know over there on Instagram. So follow along and also message us on Instagram. Chat with us.
Chat with us. I love when you guys chat with us. And I apologize to all of you for the delayed replies because I truly felt so shitty that I didn't even look at my phone for days. Like that, I haven't felt this bad in a long time. So,
yes. So, message us and we shall respond. And also, make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. Just look down, smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot as Johnny eating the entire birthday cake in one sitting hot because I was like, I would love to do it one day. Mm-hmm. I've never ate a whole cake. And I always, whenever I was younger, I always thought about it. I was like, it would be great if I could just eat the whole cake just the way I want it, not to cut it in pieces.
Yeah, it's my birthday.
I feel the same way about the big pieces of cheese too. Right. I would love to get like a big round piece of cheese one day, a really big one, and just eat it the way I want to.
You think that about deli meats too.
When we go to the
deli counter and you see that big old turkey, you're like, I would just like to take a bite out of that.
I would love to do it one day. And I feel the same thing about cakes. And I don't love sweets, but you know, once in a while. And watching John, I was like, that's the way to do it. I'm gonna do it.
All right.
One day.
All right. And last but not least, if you haven't left a review, please do. You guys know we love a little love, and if you leave a 5-star review, we will read it on this podcast right here.
Yes.
All right. That's the business. Before we get into this episode, what do you say we do a little 90 day, by the way?
Enlighten me, because I know nothing in the past week.
You've been under a rock for the past several.
I was glued to our bed.
Several days. All right. Well, I was glued to the internet. I was glued to the social media. So I know what's going on a little bit, and let me share with you. All right. By the way, number one.
Okay.
This recent batch of 90 dayers, they're definitely more talented than our early 90 dayers. Okay.
Share. Elaborate.
We had Tariq. Remember? Mm-hmm. We had Blake behind the mic. We had Darcy, of course. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right? All the classics, all the hits. We recently, though, heard Jabri, who was pretty good on that last song.
Yeah, not bad.
Not the worst. And now, okay, Kara Leona of Kara and Guillermo, if you remember, balloon artist, real estate agent, singer, dancer. She's got a new song out.
What?
She just put a new song out.
I was really interested in them being on one of these spin-offs because what's going on? They got a baby. Well, she was pretty wild.
She sure was. And she's still all over social media, active on Instagram. And now she's active on Spotify and all the other streamers with her new song, YDKM.
Okay.
I think You Don't Know Me, maybe?
Why? Oh, like W.
No, Y.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. D.
Mm-hmm.
KM.
Yeah, I don't get it.
All right. Well, it's got 1,300 plays on Spotify so far, so not great, but things take time. But I thought maybe, should we listen to?
Let's give it a listen.
Should we listen to? Should we spin it here?
Let's spin it.
Let's play it here. It's takes me back to my dreams of being a DJ. When I used to want a DJ on the radio.
I used to want it to be a paleontologist.
All right. Well, that's neither here nor there. coming to you now on WMTR. The latest.
Meredith Reality. Yeah.
Like that? The latest.
I'm catching up.
Let me do the intro.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
If I was ever a radio DJ, I wouldn't have a sidekick because they would step all over me. I'm trying to hit the post.
Do okay? it. I'm quiet.
In radio, and I don't even have a bet going now, but in radio, hitting the post is like, you know how they always talk? They lead up until when the lyrics hit? So it's like a song will start and there'll usually be a few measures before music, before the lyrics come.
Yeah. They do it on my adult radio station.
Right. They talk and then they stop talking right before the lyrics come in. Mm-hmm. That's called hitting the post. So anyways, here it is. Cara Leone, new single, YDKM on WMTR.
Don't pay my bills, ain't got no chill. You ain't nobody, nobody. You don't know what they're.
Teresa looks confused. About who I
am. It's not the
you
worst.
You nobody, nobody. Saw me on the TV like you know just
my
where
hips are
I'm
moving
at.
A little.
Never had it like that.
I don't hate it.
Comment on my pictures like you know just how I act. Comments rolling off my back. I stay shining.
So, I didn't know she can sing like this.
She can sing like that. I'm telling you, these 90 Dayers are getting more talented by this season. Yeah, we kind of talked over the lyrics, but she's talking a little bit about her experience on TV, I think, and social media and all that.
So, interesting.
If you guys want to hear the whole thing, you can check it out again. YDKM, You Don't Know Me by Cara Leone. And it is. It's a good song. I don't think it's good enough to catapult her into superstardom. Like, if this was Ariana Grande's fourth single, I'd be like, all right, cool. Like, people will listen to this and share it. But if this is your first single, I don't know that it's going to break out.
Yeah, she should stick to the balloon art. I'm obsessed with that.
Stick to the balloon.
I saw these balloon kits on Amazon. Not that expensive, about like $15-$20. I might buy it and just make an arch in our home.
All right. I'll stay tuned. Keep an eye out for that. All right. Number two, Amanda. Okay, who can forget Amanda Wilhelm of Amanda and Razvin?
Yes.
Well, it's time for Razvin to forget about her because she's engaged to a new man.
Wait, I thought she was dating that sleazy dude who was Scott.
It's all about the clout with this lady. Mm. I think she was all in that for the clicks. For the Instagram, for the social fame. No. Now she's engaged to a new man.
Okay.
There's a video on social media of her being proposed to. It looks like they're at an Olive Garden or something. Her current boyfriend, now fiance, got down on one knee, proposed. Classic, right?
That was quick.
Very quick. Mm-hmm. My favorite part, if you watch this video, this restaurant was pretty full. All the tables are around. Pretty packed. Nobody cares. No, like this guy's on his knee proposing and everyone's just eating their endless breadsticks or whatever. Nobody can be bothered by this, which I love because she's a cloud chaser and wants the attention and wants the eyes. And everyone's just like, I don't know. Can you pass the pasta?
Did he at least put the ring in a breadstick?
That would He should have had it slid around like a breadstick or something. That'd be a pretty big ring.
But. Or like just like break the breadstick. It would fall out of it.
Remember Junie's proposal? Don't try to propose with food items. You're putting a ring and a ginger ale.
Oh my gosh, yes.
But she's engaged now. Yes, it was very quick and she's been trying to replace Jason since.
I mean, listen, that whole story is sad. I'll give her that. But yeah, she's she kind of showed us who she really was. On her show, and now the whole thing with Scott. I think he lived in her basement, supposedly. Mm-hmm. And now she's engaged to a new man. Well, I mean, I hope the kids are okay.
Yeah, not much is known about Joel. What I could find, he's Argentinian. He looks like a wannabe influencer, judging by his Instagram. He's posing shirtless in almost every picture. He's playing acoustic guitar in some videos. So they look perfect for each other.
All right, good luck, I guess.
Congrats, I guess, is in order for these two. Oof. All right, that is 90 Day, by the way. What do you say we get into it? The real reason we're here, Sunday night, 90 Day Fiancé, happily ever after,
question mark,
don't you forget it, season 8, episode 12. Let's start with the cake eater himself.
Yes, so John got drunk with Pat the night before, and when Pat and Thais went to bed, John found the delicious Brazilian cake. Forget forks. Forget any utensils. He just grabbed it and ate it. And I know it sucks because it was Thais's cake, and I get it, but the way he enjoyed it, that's all I want to do.
He's totally the guy that dipped his finger in and was like, happy birthday to me, and then just he's the worst type of house guest, and I hate to say it because we're all liking John this season, but he's the house guest that eats all the food, all the snacks that you've been saving, looking forward to, can't wait to come home from work, can't wait to drink your favorite craft beer, and oh, wait a minute, your father-in-law's been in town and just drinks your entire six-pack.
You were okay with that. Come on.
No, of course. I can go down the street and get it. He would have to hop on an international flight. So I'm glad he enjoyed it, but it was a surprise.
Yeah, he discovered Whole Jones craft beer and he drunk it all.
One thing your dad did not do, which John did, was leave dishes in the sink, which is adding insult to injury. It's one thing to eat the cake. It's another to just pile up the dishes in the sink and just say, eh.
Yeah, that would piss me off.
Yeah. So John's not really off to a good start here in Brazil, but it's okay. I think he's going to come and prove his worth a little later on.
Yes.
In this segment. So they're going to go to the ranch. They're going to go to Jose's ranch.
Yeah, the reason they're going is because they want to, and when I say they, I mean Pat, want to have Alice's birthday party there because it's a big ranch, a lot of space for the kids, for the family, and Thais isn't on board because it's far, but she'll do it for Pat.
It's so far that she had to pop a squat on the way too.
Yeah, and
ranch.
Listen, been there, done that. It's just the overalls she's wearing. Not easy to pee in. You got to strip down the whole thing.
Well, also grab some baby wipes or something, right? There's got to be a bag of baby wipes.
You just shake it off.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Taylor Swift.
Yeah, or you use a leaf. Have you ever used a leaf?
I've never had to use a leaf, unlike you.
You never had to number two in the forest?
Never once. Oh. I'll never forget the time you did.
Oh my gosh. I forgot about it. That's when I tried to use the leaf.
Did you? I thought we had.
We did, but.
You went through those real quick. When it hits, it hits. Am I right?
I wasn't even like, that was a forest filled with bears. I didn't even give a shit if there is a bear next to me. I would just keep going.
TMI. What did I tell you about the Teresa parties? TMI. All right. So they get to this ranch. Jose immediately has a to-do list. This guy's always got something for someone to do.
Okay. Do you think it's real or it's producers driven? Because he's the dad. Do you think he's really that shitty?
I think he's probably pretty shitty for a couple of reasons. I wouldn't allow this picture to be painted of my father if it wasn't true.
True.
We know how many people watch this show. We know how many people are going to go online and give Jose shit. So I wouldn't allow this if I was Patrick if it wasn't true. Also, John has been saying Jose's been this type of guy for a long time. So he's kind of corroborating this story. That, oh yeah, Jose takes advantage of Patrick and, oh, he did it when he showed up with the paint cans. Oh, he's doing it here. So I think it's pretty legit.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I liked Jose because he looks like a cute old getter chick, but I guess not.
Well, I think that's it, is that you look at him and you go, oh, look at this nice guy. He probably needs some help. Why wouldn't you help him? He looks sweet. He looks like he wouldn't take advantage of you.
He does look very sweet.
And that's his superpower, is he does look like the evil. Like, Carlos, Thais is, like, he looks a little more villain. Like, he's, like,
so villain.
Sly. He's sly.
Yeah.
Like, Jose looks like, oh, no, you got to help this old man.
That's how I feel, too. And it's like, listen, we always help our parents or our family. Like, I get it. My parents would never ask for anything. But if I see an opportunity, I would help them, right? Like, I help them other ways. Like, I treat them when we go to check. we take them out when they're here because they would never ask for anything.
Drink all of our favorite beer.
you got upset for a hot minute. You're like, really? That one beer? And I'm like, you can go to the store and get it.
I mean, let me just paint the picture here. Had a fridge full of beer. Probably had 30 beers in that fridge. New company was coming. Had a whole array of American beer for your dad to try. And he just honed in on those lonely Sixers and just one after the next until they were all gone.
Well, it's okay. He enjoyed it.
That's all that matters. He enjoyed it so much, he brought the can back to check with him.
Yes, he did this. So his friend collects cans, like beer cans. So he extracted the beer from the bottom so it can be a collectible material and stuffed it in this box and put it in his carry-on backpack so it didn't get damaged, traveled with it all the way to Czech and then gave it to his friend.
Yeah, so I can't be mad at him. I'm only half kidding. So, all right. They get there and Jose's got this list. Here's what needs to be done. We need some rocks over here. We need some paint over here. Fix the fence over here. I've got the materials, but we do need to pay a guy. Oh, and oh yeah, let's trim the trees as well.
Yes. And John has something to say.
I don't think the rocks are going to help with the potty. How are the rocks going to help with that? Is it rock music? How are the rocks going to make this potty any better?
And Thais basically says the same thing. And she's like, we don't need to trim the trees for the potty. And Jose is like, well, I'm not going to charge you for the place, so I at least need to get something done.
Yeah, that's not a gift. Like, a gift would just be here. Use my place. Happy birthday to Elise. Not, well, you got to compensate me somehow.
Yeah.
You got to work for it.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I get it. And it's funny, like, I have a friend. My grandma just told me about this. Long story short, my grandma's friend's grandson is dating one of my childhood friends. They're from completely different towns, so they somehow met. Long story short, they bought a motel. Mm-hmm. In like a nice part of the Czech Republic. So his parents came to visit, so to stay at the motel. And my friend, the girl, she came at them with a bill for a week. She's like, well, you're staying at the motel, so you better pay. That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, it's your almost parents-in-law. You guys have a child together. It's not like your boyfriend or whatever. Even that. So, like, she charged his parents for the motel.
Some people don't think, first of all. Some people are not generous, second of all. So, I think it's easy enough to just be like, oh, whoops, I wasn't even thinking. Like, I did people check in and I charge them. But I just think people aren't generous. Like, you can let them stay for free. You can let your family host a party on your property and not make them work for it. That would be the kind thing to do. But no, Jose's looking to barter. And I think that's probably how he's gotten through life is bartering. Okay, I'll do this for you. You do this for me. And he looks at his family as just another opportunity.
Yeah. And it's like, I get it. It might be tough in Brazil. I know nothing about the job market or anything. So he does rely on Pat. But John keeps telling everyone that, well, you rely on Pat a little too much. Like, he's not your bank.
Yeah, he's got the properties, which Patrick is paying for one of them. And he still is looking for more on top of that. And John and Thais call him out for that. Patrick's the only one who thinks it's okay. We got to keep giving my dad more and more money. And it goes back, I think, to what I said previously is it's clear Jose didn't treat Patrick the best, didn't show him love, wasn't there for him. And I think that scars you as a little boy and as a young man, and you're trying to earn and win and buy your dad's affection back any way you can. And so he thinks, oh, if I just do some work, oh, if I just give him some money, my dad will love me. He'll be there for me. He won't leave me like he did before. And that's not the case. He's just going to take advantage of you like he did years before. Nothing's going to change.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. So Thais and John are finally agreeing on something.
Yeah.
And Thais says, hey, Pat, but those money are mine too. So.
And John came out hardest when he said, I don't know why you expect so much from Patrick. You weren't even there for him, Jose. And it's like, woo, all right.
Yeah. I mean, if anyone can criticize Jose, it's John.
Kind of. It's not his dad.
It's not, but they're brothers. Like when,
yeah.
when Jose was with their mom, John was there too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely a tough situation, but I do think, I think it's real for the most part. And I think Jose's taking a little advantage of Patrick.
Maybe. Maybe. I didn't see it before. I was like, oh, this cute old man. let's just help him. But he may be.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of taking advantage.
Angela and
Michael.
Our neighbors are going to love you.
So Angela's still on a tear, pissed that Michael moved his interview without telling her.
She's so pissed that she gets, I'm scared of her when she gets in his face and does all the yelling. That's so aggressive.
She's crossed the line. We have video evidence of her crossing the line. Well, we have her crossing the line multiple times.
Oh my gosh.
90 day, ripping Michael's fenders off his car, smashing cake in his face.
Yeah, what a waste of a cake. Just like eat it with your hands.
Just give it to John.
Exactly. Or me.
And then we also see her wrestling her friends in hotel lobbies.
Oh my gosh.
So we know it can go over the line. And we're kind of all just sitting there waiting for it to happen.
Yes. And so Angela storms off. Michael follows her. He's trying to explain to her, saying it's a positive thing. Like, they will come back and we're going to get the visa. But Angela is like, she's not having it. She's freaking done losing her shit, gets in a taxi and tells Michael to leave her alone.
Yeah. She goes and FaceTimes Skyla.
Skyla.
Skyla, who thinks it's all shady. She thinks Michael's been scamming all this time and thinks, yeah, if he comes to America, it's going to be a scam. He's using you. He has been for years. You need to open your eyes, Mom.
Yes. And we kind of know. I don't know if Michael was scamming her necessarily. I just think that this relationship was so abusive that I almost feel like Michael deserves it.
Well, yeah. And we said it before and I'll say it again. I don't obviously agree with anyone scamming anyone together.
Yeah, don't do that because it really, like for real couples, and I know I say it all the time, but for real couples, either on 90 Day or us, it makes it hard because everyone's out to get you. Everyone thinks you're scamming. So you literally, to get a green card, you have to prove them wrong. You have to prove them that you're not scamming.
Right. And for Michael and Angela, it's a difficult case for me because they've been together for so many years, right? Mm-hmm. If he got here 3 years ago, 4 years ago, before all this abuse, would they be together? Was it just timing of, you know what, I got here, but it was the straw that broke the camel's back. It was one too many I'm done's. It was one too many screams in the face and he just happened to leave because it was all too much? Or was it a scam and he was just putting up with it and the minute he got here, he left?
I think at the beginning, if he got here fast enough, maybe they could work it out. Because I think Angela got the worst with the whole body transitions. The more weight she lost, the more like confidence she gained. And she got more cocky and more aggressive.
Oh, I think she was always that way.
She was, but it
I
got worse.
I think she had the energy maybe to...
It got worse. Like with the whole like her being more popular and her just... I don't know. I think it got worse. Yes, she's always been nuts. Even before. But I do think it got worse.
Well, the longer she's been on TV, the more famous she's gone and the fame has gone to her head. So, yeah, I would agree with that she's gotten worse. But I think she's always been bad.
Yeah, that's probably true.
So Michael shows up at the hotel and Angela's like, I'm going to make this brief. You're not going to lie to me anymore. Go to bed, sleep in that chair. Good night. If you got to piss, hang it out the door. See you never. And Angela like goes upstairs. I don't know what hotel suite this is or what, but she like goes upstairs, goes to the bedroom. Michael stands up, turns the lights off, and then goes and sits back in the chair.
With his clothes on, just as he got there.
Yes, I'll sleep in the chair. So funny. Oh, yeah. He's put up with a lot. We'll just say that.
He deserved to come here.
Oh, he's put up with a lot. All right. Shall we move on?
Let's go to Austin, Texas. Maybe not for too long.
Torai is back. He's working out with Rob at the gym.
Yeah, he's in Austin for work. Who goes on a work trips and works out?
Some of my coworkers.
I should.
It pisses me off. Don't sometimes, or is this just me being shitty? Don't sometimes people do things and you think they're doing them just to piss you off? Like, I'll go on a work trip and I'll meet up with the rest of the team at like 9 a.m. and two people would be like, yep, woke up, went to the gym, got breakfast. I'm like, you're doing that just to piss me off because you know I slept in.
Yeah, I wish I could do it, but I don't know. Like travel, I love traveling, but it's a different environment. I don't sleep that great in hotels. It depends. And it's like, do I really want to wake up early and work out at the place I don't know? It's like, probably not.
Yeah. Well, they are working out and they're talking. And Rob is thinking about moving back to LA. Austin's been a letdown. He hasn't seen the bats even. He went to that damn bridge and didn't even see the bats.
Well, I think Austin's been good for him. He got a new car, a better apartment. I think it was a letdown because of what's going on with Sophie.
Yeah.
I think they moved to Austin because obviously it's cheaper in LA. Everything is cheaper than LA or California. So, yeah. So I think it was a good move for him. However, he thought the relationship is going to blossom if he has a bathroom in the same apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the case.
Now, they haven't been physical in months. Sophie's back with Kay. And Torai's putting two and two together and goes, maybe she's getting it elsewhere. Because Torai, he couldn't go months without getting his rocks off. So how could Sophie?
Well, not just that. He also feels like she may be scamming him for a green card.
Yeah, he was doing the math and going, okay, well, she hasn't gotten her papers yet. She's still with you, but she's not living with you. Is she just riding this thing out until she gets the green card? And Rob is like, well, if she's playing me, then I'd have to give it up to her. Because she's putting in the work, and if she wanted a green card, why would she choose a guy without a bathroom?
Exactly, Rob. That's why. Because you would be easy to leave. Like, if you choose someone you want to use, you don't love, then once you get what you want, you can leave them. Well, it's hard to leave someone you love.
Well, why would you leave someone you love? I think
exactly.
No, I think he's wrong in the sense that you choose a guy without a bathroom. Because a guy without a bathroom is so desperate. A guy without a bathroom can't pull anyone else in LA. So here comes this pretty girl from another country. Oh, well, she wants to be with me. She's willing to spend the night here. Even though I don't have a bathroom, of course I'll be with her because I don't have many options. I don't have a bathroom. And that's why I think you're wrong, Rob. That's why she was choosing a guy without a bathroom, if she is playing you.
I do think they were for real, but I think Rob had a lot of anger issues before, and I think Sophie's too young to be in a relationship like this, in a marriage, and so it's slowly falling apart. I don't think she used him for a green card. However, I think she does want the green card because she always says she loves LA, she loves the US, so I think this was an opportunity. Not that she used him, but I think, okay, it's an opportunity I want to take no matter what.
Yeah, I think it's a consolation prize. Well, this isn't working out, but at least I can get a green card. I actually don't think they were real. I think she was real. I think maybe he liked the idea of it, but he was never serious. He was still talking to girls on Instagram.
True.
Sending dick pics, getting new. Like, that's not someone who is being serious about getting married.
So yeah, that's a good point.
She may have been serious, and he may have actually been the one who was doing a bit of scamming, trying to lie to her and say he did want to get married.
Well, I think he wanted to be serious, but maybe he has an addiction to porn or ladies, and it was hard for him.
True.
I'm not taking his side, you guys. I'm just saying that I think he wanted it to be real. He was just having a hard time keeping the relationship going without messing up.
True. All right, well, let's cut to the three amigas, because we talked on a, by the way, a couple of weeks ago about the falling out between Sophie and Claire and how they were all living together with Kay. And I feel like this is, we're watching history in the making here.
We are. And Sophie says, well, mom is just spending a night, which I don't buy, because she has a brace on her knee. I think she's there to stay.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's the story. Claire and John, Claire's guy, broke up. But before they broke up, she broke a bone. The two of them got in a car accident, and John didn't have insurance, so they couldn't make a claim. And so here Claire is banged up and homeless.
I didn't know you can own a car without an insurance. I think it's mandatory.
You're right, Teresa. Nobody ever breaks the law.
But like, how do you even purchase a car without insurance?
You ever drive down a back road and just see lots of cars? That's like, we don't even do credit checks here.
Okay.
There. So, okay. Classic bitch sesh here with my girls, right? Everyone's just talking shit about their men. And let me just point this out. Kay has a legit dining room table.
What do you mean?
Behind, I'm just watching them chat, and behind, I go, "What? She's got a five-piece dining room set.
Why not?
I don't know, but good for her, because who has a dining room table in their apartment?
If we had more friends, we would have a dining room table. We did. We just never used it. Your grandma bought it for us. That's actually true. And then I got the benches. I gave the benches to one of my friends.
Okay. Well, they're all hanging out, chatting, and I feel like Kay is on the verge of starting a cult, because she's like, ladies, it's time to be happy. It's time to be happy without men. We don't need men. And I'm like, this is how it starts. This is how it begins.
Well, let's see, because I would love to see Claire in a cult.
Yeah. Oh, she's very susceptible. She doesn't have anywhere to stay. She's down on her luck.
I don't understand how she's in the U.S.
Don't know how she's in the U.S. She's, yeah.
I'm sure she must be crossing the borders on travel visa or something. I don't know.
But
I don't know how she's in Mexico either, so.
So the whole thing just basically ended up turning into an intervention for Sophie, telling Sophie, you got to leave Rob. You shouldn't be with him. He's bad for you. But she's holding on to the past and the relationship that they used to have.
Yes.
Okay. I think this is a good place to take a break. When we come back, dust off your fedora. We're going to Michigan. All right. We'll be back in a second.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
And we're back.
Hello, Jonathan.
Hello, Teresa. How are things? How are you feeling? Let's check in on Teresa.
I'm getting there. I think you can still hear my voice is not 100%.
No.
But it's much better than it was.
It's much better than even yesterday.
It is, yeah. I think my stuffiness is also better.
It's all getting better. You're on the mend.
I'm on the mend, yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. You ready to go to Michigan?
Yeah, I mean, Gino's got his party fedora on, so you know it's going to be a special day.
Yes, but first they need to pick up an order at the Roses.
Hmm?
They're picking up an order at Roses.
Who's Roses? Is Roses the restaurant?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just doing a little ad.
just a charred lemonade for me while I wait, please. Just a charred, yes, a charred lemonade, please.
Who drinks lemonades anymore?
I don't know. I mean, lemonade's fine, but just the way he's like, charred lemonade, please.
What's a charred lemonade?
Who knows? Maybe, I think there's charcoal lemonades. I think Panera was killing people with them.
I love charcoal lemonade. Yeah. I've had it once.
Yeah.
Not from Panera. Overpriced hospital food.
You got that right. But yeah, mm-hmm. They were doing some charred lemonade and it was sending people to the hospital. So reverse engineering over there.
No, thank you.
So things are still tense since the fight outside the smoothie shop. And Gino's big concern is we're going to this family reunion. I can't have you be mad in front of my family.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, wow. A family reunion. Big deal. They freaking do it once a year.
Do it all the time.
I love it. We should do it.
Sure. Dust off my drum kit.
I'm going to bring my flute.
Your recorder?
My flute.
Okay. So Jasmine's whole thing is like, I'll behave, but I want an apology. You called me crazy and insane. And Gino's like, well, you should apologize. Gino can never think for himself. Whatever Jasmine says, Gino just says back to her.
Yeah. This was the time for him to apologize if he wanted to have a smooth family party.
Even if you don't believe it, you just say what you need to say.
Gino was like, you got the smoothie all over my brand new shoes. And Jasmine's like, I threw it on the floor. You happened to be there.
Oh, boy. Now that's gaslighting. Yeah, Gino thinks he's done so much for Jasmine and she needs to start appreciating it. And Jasmine says, if I hear the word appreciate one more time, I'm going to lose my shit. If there's someone who doesn't appreciate anything in this relationship, it's you. I cook, I clean, but he's the American hero. He likes to be the American hero. And I was with Jasmine until this next monologue.
Yeah, when she said she lived in a beautiful country with family and friends, and now she ended up in this shithole.
Yeah, that's a little too far, Jasmine.
Yeah. I mean, why did you leave then? Seriously.
Unless she's talking about
Gino's apartment.
Unless she's specifically talking about Gino's apartment, which I would fully agree with her on that. Even calling the town, the city, the state, the country a shithole is too far. And if you feel that way, go back to your home country.
I think she was referring to Michigan because she does not like it. But that's
beautiful. General.
Yeah, I like Michigan.
Beautiful parts of Michigan.
Yeah, so she should have referred to Gino's dirty apartment.
Yeah, so she lost me a little bit there. She stands up, leaves Gino with his jar and lemonade, and next thing we see, they're at the family reunion.
Well, did you see, like, they're picking up on this food, and Gino is asking if she can help him. She's like, no, and she walks off.
Yeah, well, a little bit of a B.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Marco on the skins. Didn't expect to see Uncle Marco. I could see on an electric drum kit. I could see him plug it into the wall. And giving us a little drum solo, but on the skins, on the actual toms, you go, Uncle Marco.
Uncle Marco's the best. I'm going to kind of question the Italian music because apparently it's a tradition to play live Italian music. Someone needs to listen to some live Italian music.
There's more authentic Italian music in the bathrooms at the Olive Garden.
Oh, yeah.
Down south, thank you God for family. People don't think we're from the south. If you look at Italy, we're from Sicily.
This was so awful.
This is like something you sing when you're playing that hand padding game.
Not even.
In like fourth grade.
That's still better.
Like Miss Mary Mack.
I don't know that.
Imagine Gina without a little hat. Could you imagine that? Down so, south.
So bad. So these ladies should just go back to making pasta, whatever Italian they do. But singing is not the thing.
I think if you just say the word Italy in the song, it's an Italian song in their mind.
Apparently.
So they were doing classic Italian music.
Yes, but Jasmine loves it. And she loves Uncle Marco. He's the reason why she comes.
She's come a long way. I will say that. I don't know if it was all scripted in the beginning, but she was really at odds with the family. And now she seems closer with Gino's family than he does.
Yeah, with everyone. Dana, Michelle, even though Dana forgot her vegan sausage.
Of course, she had to make it sexual. She's like, give me your meat. Give me your vegan meat.
Yeah, but she's telling them how she's doing about Florida and the beauty pageant and how Gina doesn't want to pay for it, even though it's just $1,200. And Gina's family start giving him shit, especially Michelle.
Yeah, everyone did shift over the past season or two to take Jasmine's side.
Because, okay, there is one thing is if Gina was working hard, right, trying to make money, taking care of her, and unfortunately, they don't have enough to splurge, right? That's one thing, and I would understand, because not everyone can make a lot of money to take care of two people. Like, not many people actually make enough money, unfortunately, to be able to take care of another person. But he's not working. He does nothing. Says he stopped working because of his job. I mean, because of he wanted to take care of Jasmine, but he's doing nothing. Apparently he plays fantasy football.
Yeah, I'm starting to think that whole I want to make her feel welcome and take care of her. I almost think that was an excuse. Like he just wanted to retire.
Yeah.
He wanted to be done working and he's using her as the excuse.
And I think based on what he's saying, I think he has some cash saved that if he wanted to retire by himself at his age, I think he's good.
True.
But not with someone like Jasmine who likes to go to the gym, likes to travel, likes to take care of herself, right? They need an income.
Yeah. I mean, Jasmine started spilling the meatballs immediately, telling the family that he wants to control me, he won't take care of me. And Gino's like, what do you, I took her to the movies once.
And I take her to the gym.
It's a lot of driving on a guy.
Yeah, Michelle's on him. She's like, you're not working. That's the least of all the things you can do to drive your wife to the gym.
Well, Dana's wife made a great point that this is now your job. Your days are completely open to now. You said you were going to stop working so you could make Jasmine feel welcome. What would make her feel welcome is to drive her around, take her where she needs to go.
Yeah.
So Gino brings up, well, Jasmine does and says a lot of hurtful things, and that makes it hard to be intimate.
This is like a nasty thing from Gino because, okay, I get it. She's talking shit about you in front of your family, but to do this, to bring up intimacy in front of your family just to get back at her, that's bad.
Uncle Marco was leaning in. I wish Uncle Marco was still on the drums and he was like, ba-dum-bum. I wish he was still there to kind of just accent these jabs.
He comes in with some great suggestions because he's like, guys, you can either resolve it, you can cope with it, or you just end it.
Yeah.
Very true.
Apparently it goes deep though because Jasmine's like, well, Gina's got deep sexual issues, but it would hurt him. It would hurt him a lot if I told the world. It's like, you already told everyone he likes to get peed on.
Yeah.
What else is there?
And you're going to tell the world in a little bit when you're walking your semi-swell dog in a prison PJs.
So apparently the issue is he's addicted to pornography, right? She's like, stop putting makeup on the real sexual problem you have. You're addicted to pornography. Gino says she's lying. And it's like, have I watched porn before? Yes, but I'm not addicted to it. I think he's lying.
I think he's lying too, but I think he's watching porn because they fight so much that I can understand how he doesn't want to be intimate with someone who keeps yelling at him. So then what do? He whips out the good old porn.
He whips out his Italian sausage.
Mm-hmm. Ew.
I want to believe, or I think I remember a story floating around the internet that Gino met Jasmine on one of those cam girl websites.
Yeah, like the sugar baby.
Not even that, like she was a cam girl.
Really?
And he paid her to get off the site and be like, you're mine now, which is a controlling move, if that's the case. And this is all alleged. I've heard this on the internet somewhere. So take it with a grain of salt. But if that's the case, then he's deaf. I mean, that's an addiction. If you're so deep into that, you're on these cam girl websites and you're paying these girls to then get off and be with you, that's, you're in deep. And I could see him wanting to scratch that itch again and going, okay, I got one. Jasmine's here. Let me go back on the site and start talking to more. So I could see him being involved in that.
Yeah, plus his ex was a stripper, so he definitely likes that sexual type women. Of things. Yeah, sexual women. But I also think that, yes, he might like porn. A lot of people do. But if someone yells at you, calls you all kinds of names and tells you, I just had sex with my ex, I think it's really hard to then go and have sex with someone.
Oh, I completely agree. But if you want to have children, Gina, you kind of have to have sex.
And I think it's the other thing. Ever since the kids, Jasmine is the one that now doesn't want to really get intimate. So
right. Well, Jasmine does have a lot on her plate. And I do understand when she says, imagine me bringing another child into this world here in America. And my other children are back home. Wance's back home. It wouldn't feel right. I can understand that.
Yeah, no, I get it too. We'll see. Things are kind of going down the hill.
All right, let's visit this divorce lawyer.
I was actually excited about this segment of Ashley and Manuel.
For once, because I usually can't stand them. It's infuriating. It makes me want to rip my hair out. But yeah, there was at least something of interest here.
Yes.
Meeting Mike and Carlos, the interpreter.
Yes, and he was like a legit interpreter, like with a little, what do you call it? Little earpiece.
He had like a headset. He looked like a stage manager or like ex-member of a boy band or something.
Yeah, and he was translating in real time, so the conversation didn't have to stop.
Yeah, so Ashley tells lawyer Mike, Manuel's a little secretive, and I need to feel trust, especially around money, and I'm not feeling that right now.
Yeah, so Mike was like, what do you do for a living? I was waiting for her to say that she's a professional bitch. I mean, witch.
Whoa!
I actually, oh my gosh, professional witch.
Wait, was that really Freudian?
Yes.
No.
I didn't know why I thought of that. I'm sorry.
Yikes.
She's a witch. Yikes. Oh, okay.
Blame it on the medication.
Moving on. Okay.
I thought that was like scripted. No. I thought you were like sitting on that for the last 45 minutes.
No, I put down a witch. Uh-huh. I said bitch. I mean, potato, potato. But she says she's an entrepreneur. She runs a spiritual online business that she started 4 years ago.
Yeah.
What about being a spin instructor? What about True. That?
Right. Where are you really making your money?
Yeah. I mean, having multiple streams of income is what's up. So
that's what's up. That's what you got to do these days. And so she's kind of worried about the money she makes now and what she made prior to Manuel, because she wonders, well, what if we cross the $1 million mark?
You see how easy it is to mess up?
So easy. It's contagious. What if we cross the $1 million mark? In 5 years, and then we divorce, where's that money going to go? And lawyer Mike's like, well, since you grew the value of the company through marriage, the court would probably split it.
Yeah, and Ashley's like, absolutely fucking not. We need the post-nup.
Yeah. Manuel's like, well, what do you do if someone likes to save money, only spend on what's needed, the necessities, and then the other witch, likes to just get her hair done, get coffees, get her witch potion injections. What do you do if that's the case? And Mike's like, well, goes both ways. Ashley would have the right to your savings. Mm-hmm. And you, Manuel, would have to take on her debt.
Yes. And this is where we learn that Ashley has about $100K in debt.
This makes no sense to me.
Well, this makes no sense to me. She says she has about $100K in debt because she's got 3 degrees. Yeah. What degrees do you have? The witch, the PhD in witch?
Last time I checked, it was 3 easy payments of $69.99 on the internet to get your witch degree. I don't know why you're getting $100,000 into debt to become a witch. This makes no sense to me.
But she says she uses her degrees to run her business.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot of money to be in debt if you're, I mean, I don't see her using her degrees unless, I mean, she got a degree in, I don't know, marketing?
Business.
Listen, schools are expensive.
Yeah, 100K in debt's not actually that bad for 3 degrees. I got 1 degree and my schooling cost a lot more than that, so.
Yeah, I got 1 degree too and I paid it all off.
Yeah.
So, but it costed less.
So Manuel's like, okay, well, how much are you saving if you're this much in debt? And she says, well, I save about a couple hundred a month. And lawyer Mike's like, oh boy, all right. I'm not a therapist. I'm not good at relationships. I'm here to help you with your legal issues.
He got sassy. He's like, if you have any issues with this, like, I'm not your guy. You don't want to ask your divorce lawyer for a relationship advice.
No. That's the last person you ask.
Yeah. But now Manuel is all on board with the post now because he doesn't want to pay off her debt.
Well, right. Right. And he realizes, well, we also can't keep sending family. I can't speak today. I think I'm getting sick. We can't keep sending money to my family if it's going to put Ashley more and more in debt.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that's going to be the issue. I think he is going to continue sending money.
Let's see.
He doesn't care about her.
Let's see.
Oof.
All right.
We have two more couples.
Two more.
We've got them all today.
Oy vey. Not all. We don't have Nicole and Mahmoud.
Ooh, almost all.
So just when you think you can tune into reality TV to escape the real world, we get this storyline from Lauren and Alexi.
Well, the good thing about this is that Lauren looks so much better. She seems to be healing well.
She's functioning.
She looks good. So already like doing things with the kids in the kitchen. So I think that's the good part of this story.
Yeah. But what we see here is Alexi and his dad watching the news. So it's 3 weeks after Lauren's surgery. It's a week after the Israel-Hamas war has started. And this is just a dose of reality here. I mean, Alexi's mom and brother are still in Israel. So everyone is worried about them. Alexi is there in Florida with his dad, feeling guilty.
Yeah, and dad must be feeling awful. He's not there, but he's supposed to go back in a week.
Yeah, he wanted to go back sooner, I think. And Alexi's like, no, wait, your ticket's not for a week. Stay here until the time is right and go. And so he agreed to do that. And we see Alexi call his mom and check in on his mom, who had to go to a bomb shelter a couple days ago, which shows you just like, wow, that's the reality of the situation. It's kind of hard to, it's really hard. You watch the news and you see it, but it's so far away. It's so distant. You don't really connect to it on this sort of level. And then you see the FaceTime with mom who's in a bomb shelter. You go, man, like this is real life.
Yeah, no, for sure. And Alex, it feels like he doesn't have to join the army because he doesn't live in Israel anymore. He did his duty before, but he feels like he should maybe go and volunteer.
Which Lauren obviously doesn't love the idea.
But she understands.
Totally. And I think anyone in her situation would.
Yeah.
Understand. You don't want your loved one to go do that, but you want your loved one to go defend their country. And so she's understanding, but she hopes he doesn't have to go do that.
Well, right. That was a little sad.
Let's see. I mean, there's several episodes left of this season, I believe. So where that story is going to go is going to be interesting.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Last but not least, we've got Emily and Kobe who are going to meet the ex. Bad idea. Bad idea.
Such a bad idea. They're going to the beach to meet Kobe's ex. Talk about bringing sand to the beach.
Yeah, and Kobe says, you know, lovers come to this beach. And Emily's like, did you bring your ex here? Because, like, you were lovers. Like, is this why you're meeting her here? Oh, Emily, I do like you, especially this season. You've been great. But this is such a bad idea.
It doesn't make any sense. Primarily.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense because she just wants to. If one of your best friends said something like this to me, it would, I think I would be bothered by it, but I don't think I would want to meet your ex. I would take your word for it, but it would bug me, but it's just my personality.
But that's why it doesn't make any sense. Trust your husband over a random woman you've never met and don't know. And
what about your husband's best friends?
No, trust your husband. I think you have to trust your husband on this.
Correct, correct. But why would your husband's best friend say something like this? Because if it wasn't the truth.
Because maybe they don't know the truth. Who knows your relationship status better than you?
True.
Your best friends don't know every intricate detail of our timeline. So why wouldn't you trust the person who does over someone who could be trying to start shit, just maybe doesn't have their facts straight?
Listen, I agree with you. I would also choose to trust you. All I'm saying is that it would sit in my head for a little bit. It would definitely take up a little bit of space.
Yeah.
Because I would feel like, why would you even say this to me? However, I would choose to trust you. Emily has a little different personality than me. She's definitely not a Pisces. So she wants to get to the bottom of it right now.
So they go to the beach to meet up with a friend, which, again, I think is...
The ex
who brought a friend, who I think is, it's just troublesome on so many levels because one, yes, trust your husband, but two, if they've gotten married and had this clean break and don't talk to each other anymore, why reintroduce them to each other? Why even tempt fate and say, oh, I remember her, you know, things maybe were better when you two were together and now you get to see her. Oh, look at her. Which one is she? And I don't see what good comes out of this.
Yeah, but, me neither, but we will see it next time.
They're there, and yeah, we saw that Kobe's ex brought backup, I guess. So, that's the episode. Apologies for the delay.
Yeah, that would be on me.
Yeah, it's all right. Things happen. Thank you guys for understanding. You guys are all very understanding.
Yeah, and thank you for all the messages, you guys.
All the love. All those messages were like bowls of hot chicken soup.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Thanks for sending them. If you guys want to hear our thoughts on Love in Paradise, we're talking about it on Patreon and Supercast. That is also a bit delayed, but it's on the way. So stay tuned for that. Also follow us on Instagram so you're up to date with all the latest. At Married to Reality Pod on Instagram. Message us, talk to us there. Let us know what your thoughts are on the episode. Also, make sure you follow the podcast wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's hot. It's... What else was hot? Help me.
What was hot? I mean, I thought Marco on the drums.
As hot as Uncle Marco on the drums.
Regular Tommy Lee over there. I got a thing for drummers, so...
All right.
Like Uncle Mark on the drums. Yeah, and last but not least, if you haven't left a review, please do. You guys know we're suckers for a little love. If you leave a 5-star review and you write something, if you write a little love note, we'll read it on this podcast right here.
Yes.
All right. That is it. I have said it all, Therese. It's time to rest your voice.
Yes, please.
You've said it all?
I've said it all.
All right. Means we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.